Hello, and is this your long weekend? Is it starting right now? Then I guess you have an extra long weekend. Congratulations to you. And if you don't have that extra long weekend, I'll be hanging out with you anyway, so I'll make it that much longer. I'm Dahlia, and still ahead, you're going to get the overview today with Jamil Giovanni and then Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron coming up at 2 o'clock. But in the It Took You Long Enough file, It's About Time file, the Ontario government has launched an independent commission into COVID-19 and long-term care. Three commissioners are going to investigate how COVID-19 spread within long-term care homes, how residents, staff, and families were impacted, and the adequacy or inadequacy of measures taken by the province and other parties to prevent, isolate, and contain the virus. The commission is also going to provide the government with guidance on how to better protect long-term care home residents and stay away from future outbreaks. Joining us right now, we have the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario, Doris Greenspoon. Good morning, or almost afternoon.
Almost afternoon, Dahlia. How are you?
I like the way you say my name, Doris.
It's a beautiful flower.
Well, you and my mom can have a great conversation about that because she definitely
it's a beautiful
agrees.
Beautiful flower, one of my favorites. That an orchid. Elegant and beautiful.
Oh,
yes.
Doris, I like you even more. We're going to take the show past 12 o'clock today just for you. So, you know, I opened this by saying in the It Took You Long Enough file because long before the pandemic, we knew there were problems in our long-term care homes. We knew this.
Are you sure?
Well.
Only 35 reports in 21 years, Dahlia.
It's pretty alarming to hear the stories that I've heard of people talk about with their families in long-term care. And then to see Doug Ford go up on the podium and say over and over and over, I have to talk about this. Well, you wonder why he didn't look into it more after the first, I have to talk about this. So where are you at right now when it comes to your thoughts on this commission that is finally being developed?
Yeah, well, we said that we don't need the commission and we don't need more studies. RNAO issued already 2 months ago a report of the reports with 35 such studies in the last 21 years, and nothing has changed. So today there will be another report, just so you know, on the staffing. And I cannot disclose what I heard directly from the government. What I do want to say is that the hiring needs to start on Tuesday. Monday is a holiday. Tuesday we need to start to hire more RNs, more RPNs, more nurse practitioners, and more PSWs right away, and use all August and all September to hiring, and onboarding and educating on infection control so that we can have a better luck and a better result, because it's not a matter of luck, it's a matter of resources, come the second wave. Because, Talia, the second wave will come together with influenza. And while influenza in the community may be a bit better this year because more people will take vaccination, hopefully, and also because of social distancing in nursing homes, that is a confined place, closed place, it will not be better. So we need to vaccinate all the residents in nursing homes, all the staff. We need to have PPE, which still we hear, including in your own area of Ottawa, places that do not have enough PPE, we still hear that. And we need to have families back in nursing homes that have an outbreak and that don't have an outbreak, because that gives residents a reason to live for, you know, and people lose that if they don't see their loved ones. And we need more staff, which we have been saying for already 2 decades.
So basically,
we put a report to the minister and to the premier 2 months ago on the issue of what we call nursing home basic care guarantee, which is calling for 4 hours per resident per day for direct clinical and support care. And that is not happening. We have 2.7 hours. That's nothing in 24 hours. These are people that have complex care needs and need the help. We need more RNs, minimum 48 minutes a day, which is nothing, less than 1 hour in 24 hours per resident. 60 minutes of an RPN, again, it's not extravagant, and 2.2 hours of PSW, that's the 4 hours. And we also need on each home a nurse that is dedicated to infection control and one nurse practitioner per 120 residents so they can provide, you know, the clinical care oversight and the clinical expertise that the homes need. We know that homes that have a nurse practitioner did better during the first wave. And we need to start on Tuesday, because if not, I don't want to even picture that. We already lost over 1,800 residents of nursing homes to COVID-19 in Ontario, the worst in the world, because OECD is 40%, we are 80% of the losses. And if we wait, I don't want to even think what that figure will be. It's devastating.
I'm Dahlia, and we're having a conversation right now with the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario, Doris Grinspoon. We've talked about 1,800 deaths in our long-term care homes. We have a government that, after saying for so long and after hearing for years that there are problems with long-term care homes, now what's it doing for that? Launching a commission. Here's the thing. If you see somebody drowning, right in front of you, somebody is drowning, are you going to launch a study on what is happening to that person, or are you going to send them help right away? And Doris is trying to say here right now that we have a lot of people who are drowning, and if the government doesn't send them help immediately, if not yesterday, we're going to lose many more people. And in a country as resource rich as Canada is, to have this many deaths in the province of Ontario, it's embarrassing. It's an absolute shame. It really is, Doris.
It's abandonment. Dahlia, is abandonment.
But you're not going, I can't imagine that the government is going to respond with as much help as quickly as you want it.
Well, I am hopeful that yes. I had a long conversation yesterday. Let's see what we hear from Premier Ford and from Minister Fullerton this afternoon on the study of staffing, and not just what we hear and the promises, because let me tell you, Dahlia, previous government also promised. In 2017, the government had scheduled the 4 hours of care. It never happened. It was a change in government. So, you know, this is government after government. Premier Ford said he wants to fix this problem and he will not rest until it happens. So I'm asking, begging, pleading to the Premier to say today that on Tuesday, nursing homes can start to hire RNs, RPNs, PSWs, and nurse practitioners. And if they cannot find a nurse practitioner, clinical nurse specialists that have a master preparation and also have the expertise for clinical oversight. We urgently need to do this in August. If not, come the fall, we will be in a second tragic situation.
Doris, I am going to ask my producer to invite you back tomorrow so that you can respond to what Minister Fullerton says today, and also because I just want to hear you say my name again.
Dahlia.
Beautiful. Doris, I wish you the best of luck today, and thank you for fighting for so many people who are drowning right now. And preventing other people from drowning.
It's a very vivid and real analogy that you made.
Well, we're going to check back in with you tomorrow so we can get a response after we hear what happens today with Minister Fullerton and Premier Ford. Thank you so much, Doris Grinspoon, the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. Jamil Giovanni is coming up next with the overview. I would like to thank my producers, Matt Gite, and on the controls over there, we have PJ St. Marie. I'm going to meet you back here tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'm Dahlia. Say it forward.